ever since the most recent flood, I suppose I've just investigated this a wee bit, and what I've found is that what I've found so far is that certainly there was an independent report commissioned by the council in October 2002, where the independent expert recorded, you know, specifically in relation to the hospital, that Donegal County Council has indicated that localised flooding of the car park and access road occurs during heavy rain, and he put all that down to a problem with the culvert at the hospital. And then later on, I suppose a few years later in 2006, there was a meeting of various senior council officials in which they recorded that Letterkenny Hospital, Letterkenny River overflows its banks once every 3 years after very heavy rain. The hospital is liable to flood. Now, I don't think that could be much more clear. River overflows its banks once every 3 years after very heavy rain. The hospital is liable to flood. So it appears that those quite senior council officials were fully aware in 2006, and certainly the independent expert as of October 2002 was quite clear that there was a problem with the culvert at the hospital as well.
You have this information, you found the minutes. I presume there's perhaps information out there that we haven't seen yet that could contradict that, but what are you looking to achieve by raising this issue now?
Well, you see, I think the thing is, you're saying information out there might contradict it. No, I have this independent report from October 2002, and I also have a copy of these minutes of the meeting, which records exactly who was at the meeting. Both of these, I mean, there's been no public statement from the council in relation to what it knew prior to the flooding situation, and what it could have done, or what it might have done, or what it didn't do. And I suppose I've heard, you know, certainly Padraig McLaughlin, TD, has been calling for a public inquiry. And, I mean, obviously there were people who were councillors back in 2002 and 2006, and I would like to know what they knew about these flooding risks and what they did or didn't do as well, because it seems that there's very, very clear knowledge on the part of the council that there was a serious flooding risk. I don't think the statement, river overflows its banks once every 3 years after very heavy rain, the hospital is liable to flood, I don't think there's any possible ambiguity there. It's crystal clear that people knew there was a serious flood risk.